All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, we are up to week number 8, and in week number 7, I went 9-5 with my picks. Got things started on the right foot here in week number 8 as I picked the New England Patriots to defeat the Miami Dolphins this past Thursday night, but I did not see the Patriots doing it in the dominating fashion that they did, as they just simply ran roughshod over their rivals from the AFC East by a score of 36-7. Now, we still have plenty of good games on tap for this Sunday, along with the Monday night affair. And here are my picks for week number 8 in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to get started with another game in London. Yes, folks. 9:30 on the East Coast tomorrow, if anybody's interested in getting up, as it will be the 1-6 Detroit Lions traveling to take on the 2-5 Kansas City Chiefs. Now, there was a bit of a house cleaning movement this week in the Lions organization, as there were several coaches that were relieved of their duties, most notably offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi, as head coach Jim Caldwell is attempting to light a kind of force under this team and get this stagnant Lions team going. I think you're going to see a more focused Lions offense, more importantly in the offensive line, as they try to protect quarterback Matthew Stafford. But the bottom line is, you look at this game, neither one of these teams are good right now. Detroit is 1-6, while Kansas City is 2-5. And I think defensively, the Lions have to go out there and make a statement on this Kansas City offense and make Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith single-handedly go out there and defeat them. The Lions have more talent on this team, and I think this is going to be a wake-up call right here. I'm going to take Detroit by the score of 27-23. Now, it's the 2-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to take on the 6-1 Atlanta Falcons at the Georgia Dome in the ATL. Now, the Falcons come into this game favored by 8 points over the Bucs, but I don't see Tampa Bay going out there and making it easy for Atlanta. You look at the fact that Tampa had that big lead last week on the road versus the Washington Redskins, and things really fell apart for them in the second half. Now, no Vincent Jackson at wide receiver in this game for Tampa Bay, as he is out with a knee injury. But I look at this Tampa Bay defense as they are getting more and more comfortable under that cover two with head coach Lovie Smith to try to go out there and try to take some things away from Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. But you look at running back Devonta Freeman for the Falcons, and he is really emerging as one of the top backs in the National Football League. And I think that and this Falcons defense putting just enough pressure on Bucs rookie quarterback Jameis Winston will be the difference in this game. Thus, I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 27-20. Now, it's the 5-2 the 5-2 Arizona Cardinals that will be traveling to take on the 2-5 Cleveland Browns. Arizona had a tough victory this past Monday night at home versus the Baltimore Ravens, and you just have to wonder if the short turnaround will hinder this team as they go on the road versus the Cleveland Browns. Josh McCown will be starting at quarterback for Cleveland in this one, and you look at this fierce and ferocious Arizona Cardinals defense that they're going to go out there and attempt to make things really tough for McCown in this one. Cleveland will put up a game effort like they typically do, but I'm going to take Arizona in a tight one by the score of 23-22. Now, in the NFC West, you have the 2-5 San Francisco 49ers traveling to take on the 3-3 St. Louis Rams. And even when the 49ers were good the past few years, the Rams always made it tough for them. You look at this San Francisco team this year, they are winless away from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara as they are 0-3. And you have a very physical and tough Rams defense that will look to put pressure on opponents. Speaking of those opponents in this game, you have the 49ers and their quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who has not been a comfortable guy back there in the pocket all season long. Thus, I expect this Rams defense, led by defensive ends Chris Long and Robert Quinn, to collapse that pocket, make things very uncomfortable for Kaepernick, and that could lead to several interceptions in this game. Defensively, the Niners will be up for the challenge, but you look at this Rams team, they're physical and they love to impose their will on their opponents. Thus, I'm going to take St. Louis at home in this one by the score of 24-14. Now, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, it's the 3-4 New Orleans Saints hosting the 4-3 New York Football Giants. The Giants were able to get a big victory last week at home versus the Dallas Cowboys as they took over sole possession of first place in the NFC East. But the Superdome in New Orleans has never been a good place for the Giants to go in there and play at. You look at Giants quarterback Eli Manning, who is a native of New Orleans, but his first two trips to the Superdome as a member of the Giants have not gone well, as they have actually been blowouts in favor of the Saints. I look at this Giants offense to hopefully get going at some point, because Eli Manning needs to get on the same page consistently with his wide receivers and Odell Beckham Jr. and Reuben Randall. More importantly, the Giants have to find a way to establish the running game, which is something that they've been unable to do all season long. And if the Giants are unable to get that running game going, they're going to have problems. You look at this Giants defense, and at first they were lights out, but in recent weeks they've had their struggles, number one in the running game, and number two defending the pass. So they've had problems all around on the football field. You look at a crafty veteran for the Saints and quarterback Drew Brees, who will look to exploit those problems if the Giants are unable to correct them. And I don't think they'll have enough to get past New Orleans on the road tomorrow, as I'm going to take New Orleans by the score of 30-24. Now, in the NFC North, you have the 2-4 Chicago Bears, who are hosting the very quiet Minnesota Vikings, who come in with a record of 4-2. And they're right there in the mix for a wild card spot in the NFC. The Vikings are doing this in spite of the fact that Adrian Peterson has been inconsistent since returning to their lineup this year, and they still have a youngster at quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. But the Vikings have been relying on their rock solid defense, and I look for that rock solid defense to go out there and put some pressure on Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, who is turnover prone to say the least. The Bears are improving, but I think the turnovers of Cutler will be the difference in this game, and I'm going to take Minnesota on the road by the score of 27-20. Now, you have an interesting affair, as the 2-5 San Diego Chargers will travel to meet the 1-6 Baltimore Ravens. Both of these teams came into 2015 expected to contend for postseason spots, and the loser, more than likely, is all but done for 2015. You have two Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks going at it in this one. Of course, Phillip Rivers for San Diego and Joe Flacco for Baltimore, but the question marks rely around the defenses, as they've been unable to stop anybody in this one, which means that if you are a fantasy owner and you have either Phillip Rivers or Joe Flacco starting for you tomorrow, you are in luck, because you should get a ton of points from each player in this game. I think the first defense that steps up and makes a play is going to be the team that walks away with a victory, and I'm going to take San Diego on the road in this one by the score of 30-27. Now, the 6-0 Cincinnati Bengals, fresh off of their bye week, are traveling to the Steel City to take on the 4-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. A victory here by Cincinnati all but really wraps up the AFC North for them at this point of the season, because they would be 7-0 and the Steelers would be 4-4, and they are their closest competition within the division. But you look at Pittsburgh, and they're happy to have Ben Roethlisberger back at quarterback for this one. Of course, Big Ben has missed the majority of the season to this point with a knee injury that he suffered earlier in the year versus the St. Louis Rams. The Steelers have taken on some water without Big Ben, but they've been able to stay afloat, and they're hopeful that his return will make them a contender once more in the AFC. Now, the Bengals have been lights out on all sides of the football. You have a quarterback in Andy Dalton that has been protecting the football, and he hasn't been making the mistakes that he has in previous times. At the same time, you look at this Bengals defense, as they can get after people along with covering good wide receivers. Now, you have to wonder if the Bengals are going to come out flat after they're coming off of their bye week, and typically Pittsburgh has been a very tough place for them to play. On the flip side for the Pittsburgh Steelers, this defense has been improving as the weeks are going along. And again, you look at the return of Roethlisberger, and will he be able to get that cohesion early with running back Le'Veon Bell and wide receiver Antonio Brown? I think Roethlisberger's presence will be the difference in this game, as Pittsburgh will win this one at home by the score of 24-23. Now it's the 1-5 Tennessee Titans that will be traveling to take on the 2-5 Houston Texans. Houston was embarrassed last week on the road at the hands of the Miami Dolphins, while they also lost the services of running back Arian Foster for the remainder of the season as he suffered an Achilles injury. You look at the Tennessee Titans, and more than likely it's going to be rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota going in this game. Or correction, Marcus Mariota will be out, so it will be another young quarterback going for Tennessee in Zach Mettenberger. I give the advantage to the defense of the Texans in this one, as they're going to have to go out there and somehow find a way to get their club a victory. And I think that defense will be the difference in this one, led by J.J. Watt, as Houston wins 24-20. Now it's the 4-2 New York Jets traveling to the Bay Area to take on the 3-3 Oakland Raiders. Oakland is 3-3. Like I said, coming into the season, they were going to be a tough out, and they are proving that at this point of the season. And aside from what the Raiders can do on the field, you figure it's November 1st, so you're right around Halloween, and the black hole is always an interesting place to say the least. I think it's going to be a little bit more interesting because the folks out there are going to be riled up as they're going to try to will their team to a victory. But at the overall skill of this Oakland Raiders club, you look at the youngster at quarterback in Derek Carr, and he is simply coming into his own. But you have a solid Jets defense, and you have a solid Jets secondary that's going to go out there and look to make the youngster uncomfortable, and more importantly, force him into throwing some some interceptions. But you look at this Raiders team, and you look at the running game and how they are simply getting it going. And this week by week, the Raiders are becoming a more physical team. And that's what head coach Jack Del Rio wants out of them. Physicality. Defensively for the Raiders, they're led by the ageless one at safety in Charles Woodson, and he continues to get things done. But you look at this Jets team, and I say it every week, their strength is their solid defense, a powerful running game with Chris Ivory, and the fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick has not been forcing the football and turning it over. Will that be the same tomorrow? I'm not sure. But this is going to be a very close one, and I'm going to take Oakland at home by the score of 23-20. Now you have the 3-4 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 2-4 Dallas Cowboys. And coming into this season, this was looked at as a big game, as both of these teams were division winners last year, and Dallas went to Seattle last year and won. But things have changed this year. Dallas is coming into this game nursing a four-game losing streak. Again, no Tony Romo at quarterback, no Dez Bryant at wide receiver, and it will be Matt Castle going at quarterback for the Cowboys. And you saw the struggles that he had last week against the Giants defense, most notably cornerback Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. So what is he going to do against the Legion of Boom and, of course, defensive end Michael Bennett? Now, Dallas has to find a way to run the football with Darren McFadden. I don't see them being as successful because Seattle's front seven is a little bit better than the Giants, which will make things a little bit more difficult for Dallas to get the running game going. At the same time, this Dallas defense will look to keep them in the game, and I look at defensive end Greg Hardy to put some pressure on Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson to try to contain him in the pocket, and the Cowboys will have to try to stop that powerful running game of the Seahawks. I think Dallas keeps it close for a half, but I think Seattle's secondary is able to go out there and get some turnovers on Castle, and thus I'm going to take Seattle on the road in this one by the score of 31-13. Now, on Sunday night, it's the Green Bay Packers who come in with a record of 6-0, and they'll be traveling to take on the 6-0 Denver Broncos. For some folks, it looks like this could be a Super Bowl preview between these two clubs, as you have two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks going. Of course, Peyton Manning for the Broncos, and then you have Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay. But Denver is winning this season in spite of Peyton Manning. And I say that because the velocity simply is not there for him. He doesn't have that zip on his football like he normally does, and it's making life tough for him. Denver has been relying on their solid defense, which will be put to the test tomorrow when they take on Aaron Rodgers, who is throwing like a guy that wants to once again be named as the NFL's MVP. I think the defenses are going to play a big factor in this game right here. You look at this Green Bay defense led by Clay Matthews, and then you look at the Denver defense led by Von Miller. whichever defense is able to force the opposing quarterback into making some turnovers early in this one will more than likely be the victor. But I'm going to take Green Bay on the road by the score of 24-19. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 3-4 Indianapolis Colts traveling to Charlotte to take on the undefeated Carolina Panthers, who come in with a record of 6-0. It has not been an easy go for the Colts, as Andrew Luck, their quarterback, is out there trying to play hurt, and he has a bum shoulder. And at the same time, you see a guy that is simply trying to do too much. You cannot have a situation like that when you're going up against a team that has a very physical defense like Carolina. At the same time, the Colts have not been able to stop opponents. And you look at this physical ground game for Carolina, led by running back Jonathan Stewart and quarterback Cam Newton. I expect them to really put the lean and impose their will on Indy in this game. And thus, I'm going to take Carolina at home by the score of 30-17. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 8 in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 8 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.